This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
Most people don't know anything about the student gardens. They walk by them, they never investigate, they look, they're busy. Each of the colleges has a garden or will have one. And the idea is to get kids who are interested in gardening or cooking or just being outside to participate in the garden and learn how to grow food, learn how to harvest food, and sometimes even learn how to cook it.
Any garden at UC San Diego serves as the perfect environment for sparking connections and building friendships. The gardens are completely free and accessible. You don't have to be a member of any sort or pay anything. You just come and show up and participate. Our gardening workshops focus on beginner and intermediate gardening education, as well as mental well-being. We've actually been doing these workshops for several years, and we've seen the attendance increase tenfold.
Last fall, I got invited out by one of the gardeners, and it was a pretty big step for me because I was just like nervous. I don't have any gardening experience. I'm just having a green space like this offered to me has been so helpful, and just like having a moment of quiet or having a calm environment kind of just to go relax. It's been very relaxing to be able to work with my hands and get out of my dorm.
Right now we're growing like carrots and celery and parsnips, winter crops. We have like some snap peas in the other garden. So kind of by like being out here all the time and kind of taking care of like the plants and watering and harvesting stuff, I definitely feel like it makes me a lot more connected with like the physical like landscape of the campus, and kind of adds to like kind of sense of belonging and like kind of positive memories with the space.
Participating in a garden community can be such an important resource for dealing with stress. In our community partnered research, we have been looking at eco-mindfulness, connecting with nature in a present moment awareness way. And when we do that, we see that there is improvement in symptoms of depression, in anxiety. And in fact, there are some studies to say that it can also benefit the immune system and have positive effects on our immunity.
So personally for me as a student, it can get stressful, but when I go to the gardens, I'm able to let my guard down and relax. And this is what I've seen to be true for all the other students that come to the gardens. Over the past year, we've actually donated more than 142 pounds of produce to the Triton Food Pantry, including tomatoes, peppers, carrots, lettuces, eggplants, and herbs. We manage a nearby compost bin, which is kept in the Student Center and utilized by many of the organizations at Student Center, including our garden.
And we collaborate with the Student Sustainability Collective. They have like a food scrap drop-off like collection site, and then there's volunteers who take the food scraps and drop it off to us. And then we compost it, and then we use all finished composted, you know, good soil back in our garden beds.
I have a continuing goal for the student gardens, and that's for all of them to produce more food. And the gardens are mostly very small, but that really doesn't limit what you can do. You can grow a lot of food in a very small space.
We see this garden as a part of a greater movement to empower students to embrace organic nourishment, food cultivation, and environmental preservation.
So I think to anyone that like maybe knows about the gardens but is like a little hesitant to kind of show up or feels like they don't know enough, this is definitely like a space that is open to everyone, and all the communities are very open and, you know, willing to have extra volunteers. And I think like it's a very fun and like great community to be a part of.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.